Set in the base of the light was a watertight bronze door. And in you went, and up. Yes, up and up, round and round to the light storeroom, with its tanks of oil and the coils of rope, and the casks and wicks and racks of lanterns. Then up and up and round to the food storeroom, with its sacks of spuds and cartons and cans, and up and up and round, and you're just about to be dizzy. And you reach the bunk room where the three of us slept. And over the bunk room was the living and cooking room. And over the living and cooking room was the light. She was a beauty. Big steel and bronze baby with the sun gleaming through the glass walls all about, bouncing blinding little beams off the big shiny reflectors. The whole gigantic bulk of her balanced like a ballerina on the glistening steel axle of the rotary mechanism. She was a sweetheart of a light. And at night, you'd lie there on the stone deck with her, revolving smoothly and quietly over your head, easing her bright white eye, 360 degrees around the horizon. You'd lie there, watching to see that the feeders kept working, that everything ran right. And it wouldn't be bad. The two other fellows gnawing in their sacks two levels down. You'd smoke your pipe to kill the stink of the wind, and it wouldn't be bad.